We have an exceptionally interesting 9-game MLB slate tonight, fellas. Mike McClure, Heath Cummings. I'm Chris Towers here on the Daily Fantasy Live podcast, and I just want to get right into it. Who is your favorite pitcher tonight? Because I'm having a lot of trouble settling on one.
I like Yu Darvish and Tanaka, I guess.
Okay.
Yu Darvish is definitely my favorite pitcher.
Okay.
He's number one.
Yu Darvish going against Oakland at home.
Yes.
Sean Manaea on the other end.
Yeah. The bad thing about today's slate is there's so many almost really good pitchers going.
Like, there are like $10,000 pitchers.
Semi-aces.
Okay.
And most of them are facing another semi-ace. You've got Lance McCullers against Masahiro Tanaka.
Which one's the ace?
I think Tanaka is.
I agree.
I mean, I think they're very similar pitchers.
You've got Garrett Cole going up against James Paxton.
Yeah.
I think Cole's better than Paxton. Paxton's been better lately.
Yes.
Yep.
You've got Danny Duffy going up against Matt Shoemaker.
They've both been legit exceptional since about May.
So my second favorite pitcher would be Garrett Cole. He's my favorite pitcher on DraftKings. He shouldn't be 8,500.
There is something really interesting going on with the pricing, especially. There are a lot of guys who are like in the $8,000 to $9,000 range, $9,500 range on FanDuel, who are way more expensive on DraftKings.
Yes.
And then there are some guys where there's very little jump. What do you make of that? Like, Danny Duffy's actually more expensive on FanDuel than DraftKings, but then someone like John Gray going in St. Louis, $8,000 on FanDuel, he's $10,500 on DraftKings. It's a really interesting night from a pricing standpoint.
Yes, I don't have a good response for why that is. I think both companies over the last week have been trying out some new things with pricing models.
Okay. I would say that DraftKings has been a little more consistent with that. They're a little more aggressive in terms of projecting the game and using some more of the advanced stats to project.
Is DraftKings using the Woba model?
Tonight,
not necessarily.
I feel like FanDuel is being a little more aggressive in projecting how the night's going to go, because you see some guys that, like, you know, John Gray's going against Baltimore. He's someone that I think should be more than $8,000 most of the time when he's not at home. But he's got Baltimore, so it seems like he's discounted. I don't know if you agree.
I don't know that he's really discounted too much.
Okay. Tonight. Tonight, I think he is.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I think he's someone who should be certainly more than $8,000 on most nights. I mean, you look at the way he's pitched. Really, over his last 10 starts, he's only got two bad starts over the last 10. He's got three under 30, a couple of 40-point games, a couple of 50-plus-point games. John Gray's been really good.
Yeah, he's been very good. It's just the Rockies don't provide many wins for him. So I think that's a reason why his price is where it is.
Okay.
If he had won one or two more games in there, I bet he would be 9,000.
Okay, so you both have Yu Darvish against Oakland as your top pitcher of the night. That's boring because he is the most expensive pitcher of the night. There are some more expensive pitchers during the day slate. Unfortunately, we can't play that. Who do you like beyond that? Let's say your top five.
Top five.
Including Yu Darvish.
In order.
Yes.
I will go Darvish, Cole, Tanaka, Wainwright, and Duffy.
Okay.
I'll go Darvish, Tanaka, Wainwright, Hamill.
Hamill's win potential is really good.
And Shoemaker now.
Hamill's win potential is really good.
I'm okay with picking on the Royals right now. I do like Matt Shoemaker in this game. I really like both pitchers. Duffy would come in right behind Matt Shoemaker for me, but I like both of those guys.
So you hate Garrett Cole?
I'm not a huge Garrett Cole fan.
The one that I find more interesting, the guy that you haven't really mentioned that I really like tonight, is Lance McCullers. I think he's got a good matchup against the Yankees. They're a pretty bad offense. He's got huge strikeout potential. He's got 10 in two of his last four. He's got at least six, I believe, in every start this season. He's got 3 10 strikeout games, 5 with at least 8. Lance McCullers is really good.
We are going to do something fun where I may make myself look stupid.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you the reason I don't like Lance McCullers as much as you do.
Okay.
And then I'm going to look up the stats and see if it's actually right.
Okay.
That's fun.
My opinion is that Lance McCullers is a great strikeout pitcher against right-handed batters.
Okay.
And his best pitch is his curveball.
Yes. He's one of the only pitchers in baseball, maybe the only pitcher in baseball, for whom the curveball is his primary pitch.
So his elbow is going to break.
Maybe.
But curveballs from right-handed pitchers work better against right-handed batters than left-handed batters.
Okay. Yep.
And the Yankees, while a very mediocre offense, do not strike out that often against right-handed pitchers.
Yeah, I mean, they're a lefty-heavy lineup.
Now, let's see. We're going to go to the stats now. This season, Lance McCullers has given up a 307 WOBA to righties and a 337 WOBA to lefties.
Okay.
His strikeouts per nine, he's actually struck out 14 per nine against lefties. 35% K rate against lefties.
That's really good.
A 24% K rate against righties. That makes no sense at all. I don't care.
His swinging strike rate against lefties with the curveball is 25.4%, 17.7% with righties.
So that doesn't make any sense, but my feeling was wrong.
He is, when it comes to the curveball, he is one of the biggest outliers in baseball. Most pitchers do not get big swing and miss rates with their curveball. It's more of a, it's like the sinker of breaking pitches. You know, it doesn't get you quite, on average, it doesn't get you quite as many swings and misses as your slider or your changeup. But he is an outlier. He throws his curveball to lefties significantly more often than he throws it to righties. He throws it roughly half the time. He's thrown 252 curveballs to lefties, 207 fastballs. So that's his go-to pitch, and it's been really effective for him this season.
I will say the Yankees do have an 18.9% K rate against righties, which is the fifth best mark in baseball.
Okay.
So one of the things that I said was true.
Yeah.
Actually, lefties have also have a much higher WOBA against McCullers, so that's kind of true, too.
Okay. I mean, he's got a tough matchup, but tonight is kind of defined by those tough matchups, like you said, in terms of the other pitcher on the mound in a lot of these situations.
Can we interrupt this podcast for a fun stat just tweeted by our good friend Jeff Zimmerman?
Is it more fun than the one you just did?
Yes.
Okay.
Houston Street, at the moment, 4.79 strikeouts per nine, 4.79 walks per nine, 4.79 ERA.
I'm going to be honest.
Wow.
I wasn't 100% sure he was still pitching this season. I thought he was hurt.
His K per nine, walk per nine, and ERA are exactly the same.
And neither one of them are, none of
them are good.
Yeah.
It'd be one thing if he had like a 1.9 K per nine or something. At least that would be,
right. That would make it more
a
fun.
Little more promising. He's just been bad. Thanks for that fun stat. Are there any other pitchers that you guys are interested in? There is a big gap. Once you get past John Gray at $8,000, you go all the way to $7,000 with Jimmy Nelson. Are there any of the cheaper pitchers that you guys are interested in?
Not me.
No, I don't think so.
I think there are some very interesting cheap pitchers tonight.
James Paxton.
James Paxton's one. You already mentioned him. Archie Bradley against Milwaukee, I think, can be a very interesting option. He hasn't been so great lately. I think the most interesting one, though, is a $6,200 Dylan Bundy. I think he's made
two starts,
went five innings in his most recent one. He has had pretty good results since the Orioles started stretching him out. This is a guy that at one point was the consensus top pitching prospect in baseball. I believe he was the number two overall prospect in baseball at Baseball America before the 2013 season. He's remained in the top 10 despite the fact that he's barely pitched over the last few years. Mostly used out of the bullpen this season, but he's transitioning to the rotation. Big swing and miss stuff, especially so far this season with his changeup. I think it's $6,200 against a Rockies lineup that can be pretty mediocre away from Coors.
Sure.
I think he's a really interesting option tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not interested, but I'm interested to see how it goes for him.
Okay.
But I'm not interested in playing him in any of my lineups.
Okay. The Cubs are the best stack of the day.
Yes, they are.
There shouldn't be any controversy about that. They're going against Anthony Renato, I believe is how you pronounce his name.
Mm-hmm.
He is pitching for the White Sox. Do we know anything about Anthony Renato?
I don't know anything about Anthony Renato.
I believe he pitched a couple years ago.
Okay, his he's pitched this season as well.
No, I'm saying he's not. I mean, he's pitched a few times this season, but he's not like a.
He's not a rookie, is he?
He's pitched 58 right. and a third major league innings. He's given up 41.
So he is a rookie runs. Still.
He has no. He's been in baseball since 2014.
Yeah. How many innings do you have to throw to lose your injury?
40, I believe.
I thought it was 60. Okay.
I don't know. But he has more walks than strikeouts, 32 walks to 28 strikeouts in those 58 and a third innings. He has given up 13 home runs in 9 starts, 13 appearances. I think it's safe to say Anthony Renato is very bad.
Listen, a guy has a 17.18 ERA. You think he's probably been a little bit unlucky. He's been a lot unlucky. His FIP's only 12.14.
I like it.
Thanks.
That's good. That's strong analysis. So the Cubs, the problem is they're a very expensive stack, as they should be.
Yeah, I have no trouble stacking them on DraftKings. It's a little bit more difficult on FanDuel.
Yeah, I mean, you probably have to pick 2 out of 3 of Rizzo, Bryant, and Zobrist. Zobrist, 4,200 on FanDuel. Rizzo, 5,100. Bryant, 4,700. Who else are you looking at here?
I'm definitely going to play Fowler.
Yeah, Dexter okay. Fowler. The guy I'm most interested in to see if he can sneak in the lineup in some way is Tommy LaStella.
Okay.
He will really open things up as far as stacking at 2,400.
Okay.
As we both said, we like Dexter Fowler a lot. I would be fine with giving Fowler a day off as he's recovering and letting Tommy LaStella lead off tonight at 2,400 because that would really open things up a lot tonight.
Okay.
So we'll see what they do with their lineup, though.
It's going to be very interesting. What about Wilson Contreras as a catcher?
Top play at catcher for me.
Javier Baez or Addison Russell. Addison Russell has been a little better over the last couple of weeks, but...
Yeah, I only play Baez against lefties.
Yep.
Okay.
He can't hit righties.
Who's your favorite stack beyond the Cubs?
I would say the Rangers against Sean Manaea.
Okay.
I really specifically like Beltre, Desmond, and Robinson Chirinos, assuming he's in the lineup.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Cardinals.
Okay.
I like Cardinals against Logan Verrett quite a bit.
Logan Verrett has been okay for the Mets as a long reliever spot starter, but I think it's fair to say he's not particularly good. So that makes sense. Any other stacks you guys want to talk about?
I think you have to at least consider the Brewers and Diamondbacks both.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Specifically left-handed Diamondbacks. If Jake Lamb is like feeling good, then he'd be a great play.
Yeah, he's been dealing with a hand or a wrist injury over the last couple of weeks.
Yes, but I think Brewers and Diamondbacks. And then I understand the upside of Dylan Bundy. I could also see stacking the Rockies.
Definitely. Sure. I'm definitely stacking the Rockies tonight. Definitely.
Although I think Charlie Blackman's out of the lineup. That's why I've been trying to change my lineup here on the
That's
fly.
That's where all that clicking is. Yes. I would also mention the Minnesota Twins are one of the highest projected or implied run total teams going against Mike Foltynewicz. They're at home. There is some the problem is they don't have that many good hitters. But you could build something around Miguel Sano. Their guys aren't particularly expensive either, which is a nice advantage of chasing them. Heath.
Yes.
Can you? I know you need to build your lineup, but did you build a BVP lineup?
There is no BVP today. What? I can't help it if we're going to keep having these stupid schedules where they play 7 games at night. What about the kids? Yeah.
Look, Heath.
It's summer. They're not in school.
Some of them should be.
Heath.
Yes. Probably the ones that would be helped most with an association bite with baseball.
Yes.
I'm not mad.
Okay.
I'm just disappointed. Did you guys ever have summer school?
We had summer school. I never went.
I had to go to summer school once.
Because of behavior?
Failed math.
Failed math. Grade. Okay.
Now the Dong Chasers leaderboard makes a lot of sense.
I feel like it should. I had to take a remedial, I believe, algebra class.
Do you want a couple BVP plays?
Sure. Let's hear some BVP plays.
James Loney, 14 for 28 with a 1267 OPS off of Adam Wainwright.
Okay.
Justin Morneau, 7 for 14 with 5 extra base hits against Jason Hamill.
Okay.
Play or fade?
Yes.
Play or fade? Jed Lowry, 3 for 15 with 5 strikeouts against Yu Darvish.
Fade.
Fade.
Fade?
Yes.
What about Todd Frazier, 2 for 11 against Jason Hamill?
Fade?
Josh Reddick, who donged last night. Yeah. Nice segue. 2 for 18 with 8 strikeouts against Yu Darvish.
Fade.
Okay.
I'm not playing Reddick against Darvish.
I guess we could go to Dong Chaser since we just talked about somebody that donged last night.
Speaking of dongs, Mike got a dong last night. Finally ended his one-game dongless stretch.
Feels good to be back.
Really good to get that monkey off your back, huh, Mike?
It feels great.
David Ortiz crushed, I believe, a first-inning home run. That was big for you. Got it out of the way early.
I think it was the second at bat.
Early in the game,
it was early.
Way.
Three-run shot.
Don't question
okay.
me.
All right.
It was big. I, on the other hand, had an 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts tonight from George Springer, and he's also donged. So, Mike, you are on the clock.
I'm trying to get in Heath's head a little bit now that he's back in the game.
Well,
who do you think Heath wants to
state this? He got one.
How close did he get to you? How close is he to you now?
I'm still clear.
You're still clear?
Yeah. What is my average spent now?
You're asking too much from me right now.
Like you have a running spreadsheet that updates every time you enter information.
Sure.
All right. I'm going to continue with this interesting strategy.
So he did not. Basically, what Chris is telling us is he did not enter Dong Chaser from last night. You know that I got a dong last night.
Yeah, no, I've got it. I just haven't upgraded the season long.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I tend to do that in chunks.
So what's my average spent for this week?
$24.50.
Very
so
nice.
So really impressive.
Thank you.
We're all very impressed with you, Heath.
Imagine how impressive it would have been if he had just taken $2,700 Danny Valencia when I told him to.
That would have been really nice.
He might have caught you.
I don't think so.
All right. I'm going to take the guy that's number one on my board. He's also the most expensive player on the site. Anthony Rizzo.
Boring.
Boring, but he's number one for a reason here.
Heath.
Yeah. Oh, I get to pick second?
Yeah.
You didn't actually announce my dong, so I wasn't sure that you were recognizing
it. He did. I heard it.
I did.
I'll take David Dahl.
I'm sorry you weren't paying attention.
Ooh.
David Dahl, 2,700.
He's picking David Dong.
Yep. He's hitting second tonight.
There you go. Too bad Dylan Bundy's going to strike him out 4 times tonight. I am going to go with... I'm going to go with Freddie Freeman. That is my pick.
Really?
Freddie Freeman going against Tyler Duffy. I'm comfortable with it. That's my pick. I don't think I've gone with Freddie Freeman all season, so here's my opportunity. Freddie, get on my good side, man. Did you hear he played with a cracked rib for an entire month? These are really important games for the Braves, and needed to make sure that Freddie Freeman didn't miss the all-important stretch for them.
I know how that feels. I've been training to dunk with a sports hernia, and sometimes you just have to fight through.
Yeah.
What to other people might seem like for meaningless reward.
Oh, well, no, you've got a reward.
Yeah.
Freddie Freeman, it doesn't matter if he plays or not. He still gets paid. You actually do have to, like, accomplish something.
I'm going
in
to.
In order to get paid. I'm sure you are, Heath.
Thanks.
You guys got lineups?
I've got two of them.
Whoa.
Yeah. On FanDuel, I'm going with Yu Darvish.
Yeah.
Robinson Chirinos. You can tell me if one of these guys are not in the lineup,
okay,
Mike, because I've been in the podcast room for approximately the last 4 days, and I haven't actually seen any of the lineups.
Okay.
At first base, I'm going with Jose Abreu, who's down to 2,800.
Very cheap.
And he's been red hot. Ben Zobrist, Adrian Beltre, Aledmys Diaz.
He is down to 2,700, was not in the lineup yesterday. And or wasn't in the lineup for either of the games yesterday. Right?
He played the first game.
Okay.
Andrew McCutchen, David Dahl, and Dexter Fowler. So that's okay. Darvish, Chirino, Sabreu, Zobrist, Beltre, Diaz, McCutchen, Dahl, Fowler.
Okay, Mike.
I like it. All right, so I'm going to – it's kind of a cash lineup, but it's kind of a stack with the Cardinals as well. Yu Darvish, Wilson Contreras, Anthony Rizzo, Tommy La Stella, Jed Jerko, Aledmys Diaz, Dexter Fowler, Matt Holliday, and Adam Eaton.
Okay. I'm going with Lance McCullers as my pitcher. I've got Wilson Contreras, Anthony Rizzo, Jerks and Profar, who's down to 2,300, still batting leadoff for the Rangers. They've been getting him in the lineup every day at different spots. I think he'll turn it around. Chris Bryant at third base, Aledmys Diaz, Michael Conforto down to $2,200. Dexter Fowler, and I needed a cheap outfielder. Wasn't feeling great about this one. Maybe I'll replace him if you guys can give me another option at the same price. I had to go with J.B. Shuck for the Chicago White Sox.
What's his price?
$2,400. There are not a lot of good $2,400 outfielders, surprisingly. You would expect there to just be a cornucopia of cheap outfielders, but no such luck today. If you guys have any recommendations.
I don't hate Shuck, depending on where he's... If he's hitting like sixth again, okay. I actually kind of like him.
Okay.
Hamill really struggles with lefties.
Yep, that's my thought.
But if I had to put someone in there with just a touch more upside, it would probably be Duino DeShields, even though he's at home and hitting ninth.
Okay.
I do think DeShields does hit lefties well.
Yeah.
And he does have upside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll make that switch.
I don't know. Have we got the Cardinals lineup for sure?
I don't know that it's
out yet or not.
Because I was thinking maybe if Jeremy Hazelbaker...
Yeah.
Got to play against a mediocre righty.
Okay.
He would be my choice.
He might get to play.
Also, just a quick correction, Michael Conforto's price is actually up to $2,200 because okay. He was cheaper than that earlier in the week.
Well, there you go. I still believe in his talent level. I know Adam Wainwright's a good pitcher, but Michael Conforto, even with his struggles this season, has still hit righties very well. And, yeah. You have a second lineup, Heath?
DraftKings. I'm going with Gerrit Cole and James Paxton. I think that's a pitcher's duel tonight.
Okay.
Robinson Chirinos, Anthony Rizzo, Ben Zobrist, Miguel Sano, Manny Machado is down to 3,500. Dexter Fowler, Chris Bryant, and Brett Gardner.
Okay. Interesting. That's going to do it for us on Wednesday. Do you guys know what the schedule looks like tomorrow?
I can tell you very quickly.
Yeah. Because, you know, Thursday's often a lot of day games, a lot of getaway games.
We have 7 night games.
Okay, so we'll probably
two afternoon games.
We'll probably be back here tomorrow. We'll probably be here on Thursday with another episode of the Daily Fantasy Live. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Heath, Mike, have a nice night.